No, came the reassuring thought in reply. Everyone bottled up tight until we find out what it's all about. Sending out the Dauntless after you was the only exception. Fine. You shouldn't have even taken that much of a chance. This interplay of thought took but an instant. Haynes went on with scarcely a break in his voice. With no more warning or report than the freighters and liners they're supposed to be protecting. Automatic reporting also fails. The instrument simply stops sending. The first and only sign of light, if it is such a sign, which frankly I doubt, came shortly before I called you in, when Zilpik here came to me with a tall story. Kinnison looked then at the stranger. Pink. Unmistakably a Chickladorian. Pink all over. Bushy hair, triangular teeth, skin, all that same peculiar color. Not the flush of red blood showing through translucent skin, but opaque pigment. The brick reddish pink, so characteristic of the near humanity of that planet. We have investigated this Zilpik thoroughly, Haynes went on, discussing the Chickladorian as impersonally as though he were upon his home planet instead of there in the room listening. The worst of it is that the man is absolutely honest, or at least he thinks he is, in telling this yarn. Also, except for this one thing, this obsession, fixed idea, hallucination, call it what you like, it seems incredible that it can be a fact. He not only seems to be, but actually is, sane. Now, Zilpik, tell Kinnison what you told the rest of us. And Kinnison, I hope you can make sense of it. None of the rest of us can. QX, go ahead, I'm listening. But Kinnison did far more than listen. As the fellow began to talk, the gray lensman insinuated his mind to that of the Chickladorian. He groped for moments, seeking the wavelength. Then he, Kimball Kinnison, was actually reliving with the pink man an experience which harrowed his very soul.
The second navigator of a Raelygian vessel died in space, and when it landed on Chickladoria, I took the berth. About a week out, the whole crew went crazy all at once. The first I knew of it was when the pilot on duty beside me left his board, picked up a stool, and smashed the automatic recorder. Then he went inert and neutralized all the controls. I yelled at him, but he didn't answer me, and all the men in the control room acted funny. They just milled around me like men in a trance. I buzzed the captain, but he didn't acknowledge either. Then the men around me left the control room and went down the companionway toward the main lock. I was scared. My skin prickled, and the hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. But I followed along quite a ways behind to see what they were going to do.